The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. The live Sunday edition of the program with you in the studio tonight. You've got Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Create the content right there on the front page of the site. Submit different things to it. Maybe it's a YouTube video you found entertaining or an article that you thought really was important and other people need to see it. You can submit it over at freetalklive.com via our Reddit-based system. It's free to do that, and you can vote up what you like and vote down what you don't. Go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. We've talked about the police and how they have no obligation to protect. We discussed ISIS and the latest video from John Cantley, one of their prisoners. We played some of that audio for you tonight. And also we're discussing the Colbert Report video came out this week on Wednesday that many libertarians are very upset about, saying that it set the movement back decades, according to one post on freekeen.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, though. You can bring up what you want. We've got Joe listening in Asheville, North Carolina, to WWNC. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Just in regards to that story about the guy and the police not really being obligated to do anything, and I heard you say something about which would you admit, you know, or say was more serious, rape or the gun theft. Well, wouldn't that depend on what the person that stole the guns was going to do with them?
Like, I don't know how you can know that.
A school or a mall? Well, if you don't know it, of course you don't. But that would be a good reason for tracking them down, because it sounds like if they're going to break into a house and steal guns, they might be using them to do criminal actions.
They might.
Someone.
They might. Usually what happens, the vast majority of instances when you have a burglar, and they call this an armed burglary when you go in and you steal something. You don't have to be armed when you go in, but if you touch a gun while you're there, it is then armed burglary. In most circumstances, it's just sold. The gun's sold to somebody else, and they make money off of it.
What are they going
to
do with them?
You never know. I mean, but what's a gun owner going to do with a gun? There's a gun owner sometime this week.
The gun owner went to school and got a license, and he's a tax-paying, probably a good citizen.
There's no license to own a gun here in the state of New Hampshire. There's a gun owner in the state of New Hampshire. There's a gun owner in the state of the United States of America that will go out and they'll kill somebody with their gun this week. And so,
What percentage of people with licenses do that?
Are you advocating for licenses for guns? Because my constitution says the government shouldn't have the right to, they don't have any ability to infringe your right to own a gun.
Well, yeah, that's a good argument, but that isn't what the law says.
Well, this is the highest law in the land. One might suggest that the police officers are, in fact, working for a bunch of hoodlums in Washington, D.C. that are breaking the law all the time.
Yeah.
So, Joe, just to clarify where you're coming from, I mean, look, you can speculate a lot about what happens to guns when they get stolen, and certainly there's a good chance that they'll end up in the hands of somebody who might use it in a way that, you know, would not be a defensive purpose.
Someone that owns it and has a license and is a good tax-paying citizen never did any crime.
I'll agree with that, but, I mean, that's because a good tax-paying citizen's probably somebody who's subservient to the government, right?
Well, we all are.
Well, you don't have to be.
So I don't consider myself...
tell them to take a long walk off a short pier.
I don't consider myself as subservient as the average American. Certainly, we all obey in different ways.
Then we become more of a revolutionary, I guess, because that's how I would be if I knew I could get away with it, but because they have such stupid laws. And I was just calling also to ask, what is the obligations of police? They're pretty good at handing out tickets for things that aren't serious or dangerous.
Yeah, they are, because that's fundraising.
I got a ticket once for rolling through a stop sign. I mean, it was like a cockroach could go faster than I. There was no traffic, north, south, east, west, literally, and didn't come to a complete stop, and I got a ticket for that. And I asked the officer, well, you know, they're obligated to do that, right? You know, hand out a ticket for something that wasn't endangering anyone's life. And
No, they're not obligated to do it, but they're more likely to do that because that's fundraising, it's generating revenue for the department.
And my smart mouth, first thing out of my mouth was, why aren't you all, going after real criminals? Which that's probably been said a few times by.
It's a good question. I wish more people would say, really, I mean, I wish more people, if the police pull, for all the people they pull over all day long for stupid stuff like you're talking about, like, running a stop sign or going 10 miles over the speed limit, if 50% of the people they pulled over said, hey, why aren't you going after real criminals? If they got that feedback from people more often, I think it would wear on
them. I don't think that they don't. When you're talking about the traffic cop, they don't really have any ability to do anything about it. They're there.
To do anything about real criminals?
No, where they are assigned. It's not like they're saying, I need to do today? I need to look for some speeders. Mm. They're going out and they're doing what they're assigned to do. Their bosses tell them to do that. Now, I'm not saying that makes it okay. I'm of the opinion that cops handing out speeding tickets is about the most inefficient way to deter speeding that we could do in this day and age. But that's what they do. I also think that when they stop somebody on the side of the road, that they're creating a hazard.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the suggestion is they're making the road safer, but while they're doing it, they're making the road more unsafe.
Well, Mark, I don't care if it's giving that feedback to the cop on the side of the road or giving the feedback to one of the chiefs that you happen to go to the same church with. I think if more people would actually express themselves about how they don't appreciate what the police are doing, that could have an effect on them.
I don't mind people speaking their mind. They should.
Yeah. Well, they don't, though, because they're definitely afraid that the police will, do something
worse. There's a good reason to be scared of them.
To them.
And that brings up another thing. How many innocent people have been killed by cops chasing someone that didn't commit a really, heinous crime, or, they just... they stole a six pack, and the cops are after him because they saw his car, and the beer and wine store owner said it was such and such a car, and they go after him, and they go up to 90, 110 miles an hour, and kill
him. There's a strong argument.
A pack of beer.
Yeah, there's a strong argument that the police should not pursue, high speed pursuits. That just shouldn't happen.
It depends on the
municipality.
It depends on the country as to how they handle that. And
there's a lot of them where they'll just do it on any old drop of a dime.
Sure.
All right, it's time. Load up, boys.
It's like they saw the Dukes of Hazzard, you know?
Hey, thanks, Joe, for your call tonight. Well, I appreciate it.
So they're probably coming after me now.
Thanks for the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But, what is a life worth? Right, I think that Joe's made a good point there. Is that you got somebody who's running out of a convenience store with a pack of a few packs of cigarettes, a carton of cigarettes, and some beer, hops in the car and squeals off down the highway. I mean, is it worth putting everybody on the highway at risk to have five cruisers coming after him at 100 miles an hour? I mean, that's pretty dangerous stuff. Was that pack of cigarettes really worth that?
Well,
no.
I've heard the counter argument to this, and I'll present it. I don't have an opinion on it. Is that sometimes when you're dealing with somebody who's, misbehaving, mm-hmm. whether it's on the road or, in life, real life, with the pack of cigarettes or whatever, that it's indicative of somebody who's sort of on the run and done some terrible things already. So, there's been
sort of speculation.
It's speculation. There's no doubt about it. But I heard a story from a police officer where he pulled over somebody. Actually, it was a friend of his that pulled over somebody for, sort of acting wildly driving. And, what's really the big deal? Why would you chase after this person? Well, he pulls him over. The guy pulls out a gun and comes after him. He caps the guy, and that's the end of that story. But what was that guy going to do? A person who's willing to get out of their car and pull a gun on a police officer, what was that person going to do? And
I don't know. I don't think the police should make or should take action based on wild speculation. I think that's generally a bad idea.
I would say that you're responsible for your own protection, and to suggest the police officers are responsible for it puts you in a position where you're going to be dissatisfied with their work.
Sure, I'd like to protect myself, but a cop runs into my car at 100 miles an hour, comes up, I'm going 55, and he's doing 100, runs into the back of me. That could be a real problem.
There's all kinds of stories all the time of police officers killing people, innocent people, during high-speed chases or just going somewhere to do something.
And it wasn't worth it. Crichton is on the line in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Crichton.
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
I'm here.
Yeah, well, you guys were talking earlier about the Colbert Report video. So I hadn't seen it yet, so I had to go watch it because typically I'm a libertarian, and I typically find other libertarians to be unintentionally hilarious.
Great. Well, let's find out what you think about it here in a moment. Hang on, Crichton. We'll bring you back. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Many libertarians have their panties in quite a wad over this particular video. Mark, did you post that, by the way, on our
Facebook? I did.
Okay, great. So you can go and grab it over at facebook.freetalklive.com. Check it out there. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live in moments.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 855-453. We're doing the live Sunday edition of the program. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com.
And if you've got some Bitcoin, and you need a car, check out newageautosales.com. They've got late model used cars that they've cared for from their rental fleet. And since New Age Auto Sales is selling their own well-maintained rental cars, the auction fees and transport costs don't get passed on to you. Their cars are in great condition, and they're priced to move. They can ship anywhere in the world. So go to newageautosales.com and see what they've got. They're looking to be the Bitcoin auto dealer. With Bitcoin, you never have to worry about your money entering into, you know, U.S. dollars. It's an exchange. You're buying cars for Bitcoins. It's newageautosales.com for late model, well-maintained cars shipped anywhere in the world for Bitcoin. Head on over to their website. Give them a call. Buy a car from the first Bitcoin auto dealership. It's newageautosales.com. And, you know, lots of people listen to Free Talk Live want the Bitcoin economy to expand. You want that to happen. It's not going to happen because you hold on to your Bitcoins. You hoard. You're going to have to buy things with Bitcoins. You can go out and buy more Bitcoins to replace the ones that you've spent, but the economy is only going to grow if the transactions occur. NewAgeAutoSales.com.
Crichton's on the line with us listening in Kentucky. Crichton, you're calling regarding the Colbert Report. Last week on Wednesday, they had an almost 8-minute long segment about Robin Hooding. Now, Robin Hooding, for those just tuning in, is a form of activism that happens here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we live. That's where we're doing this radio show. And Robin Hooders are a group of activists that go out. They typically will walk in front of the parking enforcers when they find them and then deposit change in expired meters. And sometimes there are conversations that can get a little bit heated between some of the people who participated in Robin Hooding over the years and the parking enforcers. And the Colbert Report used some of the footage of that happening.
Right. This is a course of years.
That's 2009.
A few seconds worth of exchanges, and it suggested that this is how things go.
So, Crichton, you were going to give us your response and your thoughts, because you just apparently just watched it, what, tonight?
Yes, sir. I just watched it a few minutes ago. And like I said, I typically find other libertarians to be unintentionally hilarious. So I figured I'd go see this video and have a good time of it. So regardless of how you feel about the video, that's usually my how it works out for me.
Got it.
But I go watch this video, and the only giggle I got out of it was the guy with the white afro.
Yeah, it's funny to see Garrett Ian's hair. He does have an amusing big mop of afro hair on top of his head. But, yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of news agencies just want to take a picture of him because they think he's interesting to look at.
It's true. He is.
But my general thought is that if a comedy show can get all this video of libertarians doing their thing, and that's the best they can do, they're really not doing very well. But generally speaking, I'm personally of the opinion that types of activism that typically involve aggravating bystanders doesn't tend to go well anyway. I don't personally participate in those kinds of things. I like the idea of Robin Hooding, but what you see in the videos that I've seen in the past, it doesn't represent well, and that's the outcome.
Well, I mean, I respectfully disagree. There are a lot of people on the streets in Keene who will compliment the Robin Hooders, who appreciate the fact that we're there. Of course, you know, they didn't interview any of those folks for the Colbert Report.
Because it was a dishonest hit piece.
Well, you know, it is what it is. And
I'd say that if you don't think that that it's very effective or whatever, this is the best they've got, then what about all the people that came to FreeKeene.com and had such a fit?
I don't think it's very effective. The video was very effective for them as a hit piece.
I disagree.
At least funny.
I thought it was funny. I laughed a few times during the presentation, and obviously the audience laughed. I mean, they laughed a number of times during it as well. I mean, they laughed at times that
the audience that they have. But my thoughts on the matter as far as activists, I think it works great as the actual Robin Hooding is excellent. But in my experience, in my opinion, that when you have a bystander who has nothing to do with it and they get aggravated by the actions of activists with somebody entirely not related involved with them, Like,
well, bystanders get aggravated by activists, period. I mean, there was the study, Pilius blog posted it, Jason Sorens, the founder of the Free State Project, that showed that people just don't like activists. You know, basically normal people don't like activists, so quit doing activism.
I can't tell you how many people I've talked to here in Keene, sort of the Republican-y sorts. Those are the circles that I tend to, you know, to some extent travel in. And I can't tell you how many of them had said things like, yeah, I agree with what they're doing, but I just don't like the activism. Like, they really, it just comes down to, I don't like my world broken up, you know, any way that that I didn't plan. And how can these people have time? Why do they have time like
this?
Get a job, right? Like, and you know, like, well, hold on. Most of these people are employed or self-employed. What do you mean, get a job?
Crichton, thanks for your call, man. I appreciate the thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Yeah, I've noticed that it doesn't matter what your message is. You can stand on the side of the road with a sign, which, you know, this is kind of the classic activism, right?
Yeah.
Standing with a sign.
It's some activism.
You know, I don't think it's the most effective, but it's something that people can do. So you stand on the side of the road, and it's something I've done plenty of times. You stand on the side of the road with a sign. Doesn't matter what your message is. It's guaranteed, if you're there for an hour, almost a guarantee, you can almost put money on this, that somebody's going to roll by.
It can have facts on it. I mean, the sign can have simply facts, not an opinion.
So somebody's going to roll by, even in the dead of winter, they're going to have their window rolled down, and they're going to shout, get a job, at you.
Yeah.
It happens at the peace protest, Mark, that happens here on a weekly basis.
On Saturday at 11 a.m.
A bunch of old men.
A bunch of old retired guys have people rolling by and saying, get a job, to them.
And it happens with us, you know, liberty activists on whatever it is that we're doing. So it doesn't really seem to matter time, place, manner, issue. Participants, you can change all of those factors.
People have done it here at the studio, yelled, get a job while we're doing our job.
Yeah, well,
on the air.
That's because, like you were saying, Mark, these people don't want their day to be disturbed by activists. They don't want their mind to be disturbed. They're going about their life, and everything is just copacetic and groovy, and then there's all these activists out there trying to change things. And people trying to change things is a problem for those who are comfortable in life, those who appreciate the status quo.
Or even if they don't appreciate the status quo, they just don't want you to change it the way they want you to change it.
Yeah, that's all certainly true. So the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. One of the critiques that comes in a lot, that has been coming in a lot about the Robin Hooding, is why can't you guys just be nicer to the parking enforcers? And the fact is, I am generally nice to the parking enforcers. But when one of them is behaving in a ridiculous manner, as one did recently, and I got a lot of heat over creating a video of it, I'm going to show that person behaving in a ridiculous manner. If a government bureaucrat is behaving in an aggressive manner, I'm going to or a threatening manner, I'm going to show them behaving in those ways. I'm going to put those videos up so people can see them. And if that makes them uncomfortable, that's not my problem. That's what reality is. That's what was happening. And that's what I was showing. And I'm not going to stand by silently as government aggressors continue to hurt peaceful people and threaten others. I'm not going to just keep my mouth shut, as so many libertarians appeared to be advocating. More coming up.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25.
HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral. Normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter. Regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
Bitcoin is still on the rise, and to prove it to you, you can head down to the second Texas Bitcoin Conference happening in 2015 at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin, March 28th and the 29th. It's going to be loaded up with the best and the brightest speakers, the latest exhibitions in Bitcoin, and they'll be hosting the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. Plus, they've invited the entire Texas legislature to allow them to see firsthand that not enacting complicated regulations encourages innovation and job creation. The Texas Bitcoin Conference is going to prove that Bitcoin is a force for good. If you're knee-deep in Bitcoin or just interested, this is the place to be. March 28th and 29th, along with a kickoff event on the 27th. Right now, they're even doing a white papers call, so if you've got an idea that can make this community grow, get in touch with them at TexasBitcoinConference.com. We were in attendance last year broadcasting the show from Texas Bitcoin Conference. We're going to be there again in 2015. I'm excited about that. You can get your tickets and get details over at TexasBitcoinConference.com. We continue here. Whatever's on your mind goes. We have been talking about the Colbert Report that came out last week, skewering the liberty activists who are the Robin Hooders here in Keene, who've saved thousands of motorists from getting parking tickets. All of that was shoved aside to poke fun, at various different video clips that are definitely not representative of what Robin Hooders typically do. But all that said, Mark, you're bewildered as to you're wondering why it would be that anyone would participate in this hack job.
Right. Like, after I get a chance to think about it, I'm sort of the opinion that it's pretty obvious to me that, you know, effete liberals like Colbert there, Stephen Colbert, are pretty darn scared if the best thing they can do is go after some people that plug parking meters for other folks. If they have to come up with a hit piece like this.
Well, there's not much you can say intellectually against the positions of liberty. I mean, you know, it's easier to just poke fun at people's hairstyles.
And... Well, they went so far as to say you have the right to do it. Just, you know, you have the right to be an a-hole was essentially what they're saying, as though plugging meters is being an a-hole. But then, of course, they did show some pretty a-hole-ish behavior. What they didn't show was the a-hole-ish behavior from the city of Keene.
Let's go to Alan calling from Keene, New Hampshire. Alan, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the radio. That's pretty entertaining.
Come on,
do you
Alan.
Actually have anything?
We have to have a little more from you than just a laugh track.
Do you have anything of substance, Alan, in Keene, New Hampshire?
I just don't know what to do with this.
That's original. It's original. I got to give him that. I don't think anyone's ever called with
put him on hold. See if he warms up.
We'll see if he's still actually laughing when we come back to...
It would be kind of funny, right?
Let's go to Jerry listening in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jerry.
This is bad because now I want to laugh, but I'll try to... myself. Okay, so I want to add to the conversation. I remember when I was in school, my teachers made me read 1984, and I thought, well, like, that will never happen. And I just remember this sort of scene in the book, if I can put it that way, where this guy's just out taking a walk, and this robot car comes by and says, "What are you doing?" And he goes, like, "Well, I'm just taking a walk." And it goes, like, "Why?" And so he's really under suspicion, and I think I don't remember if he gets arrested or not, and I thought, you know, that will never happen. Well, fast forward to I'm an adult now, and I'm kind of odd because I'm in a very rural area and I just like to walk at night and ride my bike and see the stars, and there's just like nothing out where I am. And so every once in a while I get stopped, and like the sheriffs, they're like servants, you know, they'll talk with you. And but the highway patrol, if you ever encounter them, I call them citizen hunters, and they ask for it. Your papers, please. In Iowa, you're required to present your social. And
really?
Yeah, name, rank, and serial number, soldier.
You'll go to jail if you don't give them your social, which I don't think is social or secure. But
wow.
So it's really creepy. And so now what I do when I run and jog and whatnot, I'm tired of explaining and I'm tired of having people cell phone me in as being suspicious. Yeah, I don't see people a lot, but I wear camo. And so when anyone comes from miles away, I just dive and hide. And really, I resume my peaceful experience. But now I'm very much realizing that I am kind of hunted. I'm under suspicion. But I kind of wanted to tell you a positive thing. I have this view of the oppression and everything and the citizen hunters. And I'm wearing camo now just to have peace, for God's sake. And I'm still enjoying outdoors a lot. But one really cool thing happened. I was at a truck stop, and a trooper, highway patrol, I can't totally tell the difference, said, "We've got a car out on the interstate, I-35. We are not allowed to jump them. Do you, as a citizen," I'm usually feel like I'm like citizen scum, "but would you, as a citizen, like to help these poor people?" I'm going like, "Moi?" You want moi to assist toi?
Hold on a second. The cops said they're not allowed to give somebody a jump?
Yeah, I think it's because of their car, their equipment or something. But they will ask someone else.
Wow.
They will do it.
Ridiculous.
And I'm going like, my God, I'm participating in the actual, you know, not really law enforcement, but, you know. And so we went out there.
I've been deputized.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. And they were from India or something. And they say, "Oh, you know, thank you." There's like a car full of them. "Oh, thank you very much." And the cop goes, "No, thank this guy." And I'm going like, my God, it is Mayberry all over again.
Wait a minute. So the cop was there. Hold on.
Yeah.
So the cop was at the scene where these people needed a jump. He then recruits you to give the people a jump. And all the while, he's just hanging around, acting like he can't do anything about it.
Well, yeah, because of using their... stuff or whatever. But it was.
I don't get it. I just don't understand that. That cop's car has a battery in it just like any other car. The claim that they couldn't possibly give somebody a jump sounds like it's policy to me more so than.
Oh, it's certainly policy.
Yeah. And so, you know, once again, more evidence that they're not actually there to serve.
I think it's definitely more evidence of that. I would say that this police officer did the right thing in trying to get somebody else. They worked around the policy.
I guess. But, I mean, I know that here in New Hampshire, I was driving down the road once and I saw there was a cop helping an old lady change her tire. And I thought, you know what? That's actually providing service. That cop, I support him in that particular action, actually helping somebody on the side of the road. So I don't know if we have that same prohibition here in New Hampshire. But, Jerry, thanks for your story tonight and stay safe out there. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, by the way, the laugh track guy, he did hang up shortly after I took Jerry's phone call. But that's the level of discourse that some of the people in this area and around other areas who are...
There was a guy in the video named Alan, too.
There were people critical of... Yeah, maybe it was... It was him. I don't know. There are people who are critical, but they don't really have much to critique. They just want to point and laugh. They want to make fun. So, like, you know, they made fun of Garrett's hair. They made fun of his fingernails.
That fingernail thing. That was awful. You gotta trim those things up. It was not great.
I don't have bad fingernails.
I know, but it didn't look great on the in the TV. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know why he has long fingernails. It's his, you know,
it's his business. Certainly.
Maybe he has a guitar that he likes to play.
He's working that hippie thing. I got it.
So, you know, that's just it, though. If you poke on somebody's weight, you poke at somebody's fingernails, you poke at somebody's hair.
You haven't got much.
That shows that you really don't have any actual critique. Now, one of the critiques tends to be, y'all shouldn't be mean to the parking enforcers. And I tend to agree. I don't want to be mean to people, necessarily. That's not my goal when I'm out doing Robin Hooding. But at the same time, we have different understandings of what is mean, right?
Yeah.
Like, so to me, telling a government employee, specifically one whose job it is to issue threats all day long, which is what a ticket is. If you don't pay the ticket, they come after you, maybe steal your car. You know, if somebody's threatening another human being, whether they have a government uniform on or not, I think it's right to speak up about that and to say, hey, what you're doing here is wrong. You shouldn't be threatening people. That's not very neighborly. Not very neighborly to threaten people.
At the very least,
cars.
You could step up and say, hey, you know, there's an empty space next to this car you're writing a ticket to. You know, you're not managing car parking spaces. You're just a revenue collector. And your department runs in the red and has always run in the red. We'll do the city of Keene a favor when
she
one
would
of
tell you
quit.
To stop harassing her.
Yeah,
for saying
right.
things
that's
like
what it's
that.
About.
So there's more coming up here in moments. Is that harassment? I don't think so. It's Free Talk Live.
Gabino lives in Paucapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Attention men, are you urinating often, waking at night to urinate? We want to send you a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow, bladder emptying, and is shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. You can try Super Beta Prostate free. Only pay shipping and handling. This free giveaway is available while supplies last. For details, just call 800-659-5412. That's 800-659-5412. Call 800-659-5412.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight is Ian here.
And Mark.
Live Sunday edition of the program. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live and you want to support the show, then shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. You're getting the same great Amazon shopping deals you're used to. You know, free Super Saver shipping, the huge selection, the reviews, everything you're used to. It's just you're entering through our site, through our affiliate link, and so therefore Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Otherwise, that money goes to Amazon. So, you know, it's your choice. You want to give some to Free Talk Live, then start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us when you do that. We've been talking about the controversial Colbert Report that came out last week about the Keene Robin Hooders. One guy on freekeen.com in one of the comments said, we, the Robin Hooders, have set the movement back decades. Which, of course, we've heard that before. I mean, this isn't the first time that people have been upset about Keene activism and have claimed that we're doing all this damage. And I think it's just interesting that the libertarian movement is so weak. It's so pathetic that a handful of people in Keene, New Hampshire, that get exposure on the Colbert Report can be considered to have ruined the movement.
Yeah, I think that's ludicrous, too. But you do see how people in the Liberty Movement see forward progress going on around the world.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to say, and not to a small extent, because of Free Talk Live. I mean, at the very least, you can look at Free Talk Live's timeline, and you can look at the Liberty Movement's timeline, and you can see that they correspond. Causation, not correlation, but, they're desperate to hold on to what they've got. It's the prevent defense.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see why they're upset. I'm upset. I felt attacked, but I think it's ludicrous to say, we're set back a decade.
They're upset because they really don't know, they don't understand the world that we're occupying here in Keene. They've never had the kind of exposure that we have had here in Keene. Think about Ron Paul for a moment. So Ron Paul, arguably the most popular libertarian in the world.
Yep.
I don't think I'm going out on a limb to suggest Ron Paul He's the most well-known, most popular libertarian out there. Ron Paul is the person that many libertarians and anarchists and voluntarists will cite. Oh, well, I came in this movement because of Ron Paul, whether it was the 2008 campaign or the 2012 campaign. Ron Paul was responsible for bringing a lot of people to these ideas.
Indeed.
And you know what? There's been a lot of people making fun of Ron Paul. There is no shortage of material out there.
Think about the what is that one with the guy Sacha Baron Cohen?
The what you're referring to? I should just saw this Borat. Movie recently. Not Borat. It's one of his other characters, Bruno, who is a gay fashion designer reporter.
What is that guy's name?
Sacha Baron Cohen is his name, but his character is Bruno, the gay fashion designer.
Yeah.
They brought Ron Paul into what was supposed to be an interview, and in the scene is in this movie, by the way, the Bruno movie, which I found to be very funny as well. And a lot of people were upset about this, too. Oh, Ron Paul, it made him look like a bigot or something like that. And so what they did was, this guy's flaming gay, this character, and they bring Ron Paul in for this interview, and something's wrong with the equipment, and they need to recalibrate the lights in the room, and so they ask Ron to go into the green room or, you know, the next room over or something like that. And Bruno goes in there with Ron Paul and basically tries to seduce Ron Paul. And things get uncomfortable, right? Because Ron Paul's this...
He calls him like a gafer or something like that after...
I don't remember.
He's like humping on his leg.
He calls him a queer, actually, at some point. But that was, you know, to Ron Paul's credit, he put up with quite a bit before he finally stood up and wanted to get out of there.
Yeah.
Like, Bruno was kind of putting it on pretty heavy, and Ron Paul's just kind of quietly sitting there and, you know, looking very sheepish as this was going on. It was a mean prank. I mean, there's no doubt...
It's a mean prank.
No doubt about it. But, you know, my point of bringing up Ron Paul is, look, Ron Paul has publicity. He's publicly known. He's the face of libertarianism to a lot of people. And so he gets attacked by a lot of people. He gets made fun of by a lot of people. And that's what happens when you make an impact with your activism. And when Colbert Report comes and they knock and they say they want to do a report, and if you agree to it not realizing that you're going to be skewered, then yeah, you're going to be pretty butthurt over it. You're going to be embarrassed and all that. But in our case, we helped them out. They came to town. We knew they were going to be doing some silly nonsense and they were going to be, you know, making fun of us. They brought along the, you know, if you watch the report, you see James Cleveland has a bow and arrow at one point, and, you know, he kind of shoots that. It's got the little plunger on the end of it, and it looks ridiculous.
It looks ridiculous.
We didn't bring those props. They brought those props to give to us. The silly shots of, like, the kind of the – I don't think they actually included the hero walk kind of shot. You know, like in the Hollywood movies where the team of heroes are, like, standing side by side and they're walking towards the camera and the camera's, like, pushing in or whatever. You know, they did one of those shots where they kind of tracked us with the camera or dollied us, I guess, with the camera. And there's the one where we're just sitting on the bench kind of staring off. And it was very dramatic. A lot of these kind of dramatic, silly shots. Look. We had a lot of fun. I mean, for all the libertarians that are butthurt over this, we had a great time. And I would say, at least, I don't know if James or Garrett or Cantwell would agree. I think Cantwell would agree. But I'd do it again. I thought it was a lot of fun. It got us a lot of...
I asked you not to do it again.
It brought us a lot of publicity.
Awful.
It brought a lot of exposure to Free Keen, and that's always a good thing. Tom, you're on in Arkansas. And Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Welcome.
Hey, how are you? I'm a first-time listener and first-time caller. And
great.
Really like your program. Like,
you're going to be shocked. Don't worry.
I love the topics. No, I won't be shocked because I'm actually a libertarian myself. I'm not a card-carrying libertarian, but I'm a libertarian all the way through. And I just became one a few years ago. But anyways, back to the subjects you're talking about. One that really got me was the gentleman that said in the state he lives in, he has to provide a Social Security number. Well, here in Arkansas, we, of course, have to provide ID anywhere in public if we're asked, or we will be arrested or go to jail if they want.
Do you have to provide an identification card, or do you just simply have to identify yourself to the officer, meaning that you would tell him your name and birthday?
If he doesn't know you, you have to provide an ID. If you're walking... If you're on foot and you get pulled over, they just really throw around this loitering statute hard and heavy around here, suspicious person loitering. And if you don't provide a state ID, they will, if they have the option to carry you down to the jailhouse.
And they'll probably use that option.
Pardon?
They'll probably use that option, too.
Well, I got stopped walking about 3 years ago. I won't say what city it's in because I still live there, and after it's the county seat in the county I actually live in. But,
okay.
Yeah, I got to visit with the entire police force and the mayor. Police force is only three.
It's ridiculous. I find this really insulting. I mean, the idea that you must have your papers on you in the United States is pretty shocking. It's pretty outrageous.
I think it's what's scariest about it is you don't have the right to remain silent. If you ever had the right to remain silent, you don't have it now.
I saw Josie the Outlaw post on Facebook that she went through some kind of a paperwork checkpoint. That they're doing these things. We've heard about them, but they're doing them in various different places.
Where are your papers?
That's all it was. It was a registration checkpoint. They wanted to see if you had the papers to drive, ones the papers to identify yourself, etc.
Well, the good thing about it turned out real well because I picked the option of not remaining silent. I did talk to them for 20 minutes. They wanted to look in my backpack, which I refused.
Good.
And explained to them that I know my rights and I wouldn't let them. And when I left, when they finally dismissed me and allowed me to go, I turned around and I said, I'm going to, just so you don't think I'm some entirely different person, I'm going to go ahead and do this for you. And I unzipped my backpack one compartment at a time and lifted it out. I said, you're not touching my belongings or my property, but I will show you. Just so you know, I had a compass, binoculars, just typical stuff you have in a backpack, a lighter, bottle of water. Anyways, the beautiful thing is I went to social networking and I put it all over Facebook, exactly what happened, the officers' names, the entire city, that city, the mayor was there. I explained it all in detail. And that helped me out a lot. Social networking has...
How did it help you?
It helped me not have to worry about being targeted in the future by them because everybody knew what they did.
It's documented?
Yeah, I'm sure it was documented because it was called in.
Right. Well, I'm just saying it's documented. No, I'm saying that you writing it out on social media essentially documents your side of the story to some extent so that you can say in the future that, this is targeting.
Well, man, I wish posting on social media would stop the cops from targeting me, but it hasn't worked. Thanks for the call, Tom. I appreciate it. We're out of time tonight, though. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
It's Lumber Liquidators' third annual Yellow and Black Friday flooring sale. Right now, get incredible end-of-year deals before they're gone. There's no better time to get hardwoods, like Brazilian Koa, for an unheard of 40% off. And all bamboo is up to 30% off. Plus, our thickest and best laminates are 25% off our lowest prices. And get 26-month special financing. Even more deals are added daily in our stores. It only happens once a year. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.